Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore and his guest tonight, cornerbacks coach Grady Brown. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. Thank you, Big John.
Where's Grant? How you doing, Grant?
Oh, Grant's doing okay.
He's hollering who that is.
Yeah, he's trying to make some room for all those blue crabs he's going to eat in about another 45 okay. minutes.
I hadn't heard him, so I was getting a little concerned there. Listen, look, I agree with you all 100% that Spencer Rattler is a good dude, a great teammate, a tough player with moxie, and I also think that he deserves much, much better than what he's getting from his teammates right now. And so with that in mind, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to comment on it. Is that given Joe Burrow's sudden, putting on the IR and out for 3 months, do you think about maybe trading Spencer to Cincinnati and continuing your rebuild with some picks? Because you all said it yourselves.
Big John, Spencer Rattler can beat out Browning. Browning, when he has played, when Joe Burrow's been hurt, they've actually won.
They're going to go with Browning. They're not going to trade for any other quarterback.
No, I'm telling you, Big John, they've actually won
games. They've actually won games with Jake Browning.
Right? Yeah, Jake Browning from Washington. Any of Washington Husky? Yeah. So that's why I don't see them doing that. So.
Because I did hear that Cincinnati was in the market for a quarterback.
Well, maybe to back up, but why would Spencer Rattler,
No, you don't want to go back up.
Yeah,
Jake.
He's not going to go back up. Jake Browning, and they think Jake Browning.
They got confidence in Jake Browning.
And he came in the game yesterday.
They won.
Well, yes,
good.
It's worth asking. That's all.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
I think they are in the market for a backup quarterback, though, because man, 3 months—that's an eternity in the NFL without having
that's
Joe.
Yeah.
And you think about man. We knew eventually this was going to happen. You keep piecing these one-year offensive lines together, you're going to get Joe hurt. I don't understand what they're trying to do there in Cincinnati. You put so much resources financially in Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and then your offensive line is lousy. I mean, so I don't get what the thinking
two words, guys,
behind
Mike
the
Brown.
Now,
Mike
you
Brown.
Hit it. You hit it.
Yeah. You hit it. Listen, let me go back to something else. Now, being part of a rebuild, even now you got to ask, which members of the Saints are right now buying into Kellen Moore's message and the rebuild, because, you know, claiming that a pass was too hard when you drop an easy one and missing easy and crucial field goals. Guys, that's just not acceptable. When you got a team that's in the rebuild mode, you can't afford to do anything like that. You know, when you got a team
that's fans,
you know,
that's fans saying that, Big John. That's not the coach. That's fans. And that, my thing is, what game were you watching? This was early this morning. Maybe they didn't get a good look at it. But this is fans talking like this.
Well, what are they talking? They're not playing hard for Kellen Moore?
Well, you got to blame that on Spencer Rattler. He threw the ball too hard. No. My thing is, okay, if you don't like Spencer Rattler, just say it. But that's not the excuse.
To me, it's like, I don't know, lack of concentration. I mean,
exactly.
Juwan Johnson, you know, those two early catches, you're trying to run before you catch it. Now, Chris Olave, I think sometimes he's worried about getting hit. They had one catch. Now, Spencer Rattler, it wasn't that low. He's falling down while he's catching it. He don't want to get no yards after the catch. I'm telling you, look, it was to the left side, and he's catching the ball and, like, falling while he's catching it. How about you catch it and run? I mean, I'm telling you, you know, getting those concussions, that could make you a little sheepish. And then that throw was a little behind him. But again, Spencer Rattler make the better throw.
That's why you want to be a $25 million a year
right,
plus
if you
receiver.
If you want to get paid, make that catch behind you. Now, as a quarterback, you wanted, like Spencer Rattler said the right thing. Yeah, I got to throw that better.
Because he really misfired on that.
But listen, a lot of times fans don't realize that players, they're not playing for the coach. And it does happen. But a lot of times, if you mature enough as a professional football player, man, you better play for yourself or you ain't going to have a job. Then you got to go get a real job. And you can't play this game and get paid for it.
Okay, you got the best comment for that. The real world sucks.
Yeah, no, if you get to play football and get paid to do it, and you got to be self-motivated. Yes, the coach is going to point you in the right direction, and you're going to play hard. You don't want to let down your teammates and all that. But that's when you know, but a lot of young players might not think that way. Oh, I don't like being here. Man, you should feel fortunate that you're in the NFL, and then if you excel, like if Chris Olave does awesome, either the Saints are going to pay him or somebody else will. So you can't be like, I'm saving myself. What are you saving yourself for? You're going to save yourself and not get paid.
In this league, they all touchy about guys who have had concussion issues. Do you think any other team would have played Tua what they paid him? Would the Dolphins paid him?
No, and you say, think Tua's the answer for the Dolphins? No, but hell no.
I wonder how much longer Mike McDaniel got in Miami.
I don't know. He's a weird Gen Z coach. I don't know. you look at him. You ever seen him in a press conference? He would talk the same way even if they won.
I agree.
He's the Saints' most unmotivated individual ever. So he's like too cool for school. I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.